Dundonald man whose home has been repeatedly targeted by vandals says a campaign by his neighbours to raise money for repairs has restored his faith in humanity. In the public, Brian MacArthur has been burgled and verbally abused by a gang he believes were also responsible for setting his oil tank on fire on Saturday. The blaze caused extensive damage to the roof of his house, as well as his back garden and the gardens of neighbouring properties. And indeed, there are pictures on the Facebook page of his house, and it is absolutely gutted. But the really bad news is the 63-year-old had no insurance on his Ballybean home. His premiums had gone up as a result of previous attacks. But local people have set up an internet campaign to help, and which appears to have caught the imagination of cyberspace. Our Lisa McAllister went along to meet Brian.
Brian, we're standing just at your back garden and it's utter devastation. The fences have all burnt down. The leaves on the trees are gone. They're blackened and it's just charred rubble in your back garden. And you can see your roof. There's tarpaulin on it. But you can see that there's not much of a roof left there either.
That's right, yeah. The housing executives were very good and they came out and done that right away for me.
So what happened? It was on Saturday.
Saturday about 2:30. And then there was a big bang at the back door. And I thought it was a brick because people have been throwing stones and bricks and breaking my windows for years now. And I went to the back door, opened the door and it was a wall of flame. So I got my two dogs and got out the front and rung the fire brigade. That house there could have went only for my trees were there. They took a brunt of it. And next door was damaged as well, you know.
You were very lucky because next door had an oil tank right by your garden.
1,000 litres in it. There was 1,000 litres in it, that oil tank. But had it went up, the whole block would have went up, you know.
You said as well that you've had your windows broken in
yes,
the past.
Yes, about 4 or 5 times, I would think, you know. The last time there, my family got clubbed together and they put them in for me, you know, renewed them at that time. Because I have no insurance now. I've been getting intimidated all the time.
What else have they done to you, Brian?
Oh, they've verbally abused me anytime. I stopped going to them shops because of that, getting verbal abuse when you're going over there.
Did they steal some of your family medals as well?
Oh, yeah, they were stolen. Yeah, my father's medals. My father was an escape prisoner of war from the Japanese. He had won a star and a few other campaign medals and what knows what. And my grandfather's medals, 3 medals, Pipsqueak and Winkle, I think the nickname of them medals, they gone too.
They broke in?
Yeah, they were stolen.
As a result, I suppose, of this campaign of intimidation and the damage that was constantly being done, you don't have any insurance?
No, I have no insurance now. No, it's the premiums are too high because the last time it claimed, you know. And I couldn't claim that time. The windows were done. So my family got clubbed together and got them done, but there's no way they can club together to get this done. Smoke damage all over the whole house, as you would know, but it's really out here, you know, on the roof there.
Although on Saturday you had this awful, dreadful attack on you and your property, but your neighbours have all rallied around
you? Certainly
now.
Have. The neighbours have been brilliant, and all the people of Ballybean.
Have they restored your faith a wee bit?
Yeah. A big gentleman there, I don't know him from Adam, he came over and knocked the door and he put it on the computer. Everything for me, you know?
You're well enough, but you're obviously very touched, Brian.
I can't really speak, you know. The people of Ballybean are brilliant.
Neil Kennedy, you're the big gentleman that Brian's referring to there.
Yes, yes.
What prompted you to be so moved by Brian's experience that you came round and you've launched this campaign on Facebook?
Well, I read a little bit about it on Facebook and I read that he had no insurance and so he's in a real pickle here. And I just thought, well, he's only a couple of minutes away. I should go and see if there's anything I can do to help. Really, I mean, it's, you know, just a neighbourly thing to do. And in fact, I was the victim of intimidation. I lived in a very rough estate in Bangor and came to Ballybean to get away from that. So it's heartbreaking to me to see this kind of thing going on, you know. But the Facebook idea, I just sort of, that was what I thought would be a good idea, was get everyone together. There was a meeting the other night in the local centre, and we got a few people together. We got like 50 people together in short time, but I knew that Facebook would give us the capacity or the ability to get in touch with a lot more people. So,
how many people have visited the page now?
It's on about 415 at the minute. People are sharing and liking the post so much that it's getting up to sort of 3,000 views, you know. So it's starting to go a bit viral. It's getting a lot of attention, and that's really heartening to see. He's really touched by the support, as you can hear.
He got very emotional there.
Yeah, he did yesterday. I brought my laptop round to show him all the messages of support to people that left him. And in the space of less than 24 hours, there was just dozens and dozens of messages from people all around Ballybean, all around Dundonald, all around Belfast.
But are you given some hope by the response you've got?
Yes.
People offering help?
Yes, I think the response has been overwhelming. I think it's been absolutely fantastic. People have gone out of their way to do everything they can. He was given an envelope with £200 in it last night from the local church. We've got buckets all around the shops already. People that have relatives who have trades are already talking about the possibility of coming around and doing work for them for free. So that's something that we want to sort of really capitalise on. He worked for so many years to buy this house. And it's just, I just find that horrible. I just find it heartbreaking that this has happened to him.
Quite an amazing story there. That's that big gentleman over there, Neil Kennedy, finishing that report from Lisa. But what's happening in Ballybean has literally gone viral. Over 4,000 page views. It's got as far as Canada. Money's coming in from all sources. On the line is local DUP councillor David Drysdale. We'll talk about what happened in a moment, but the actual reaction is incredible, isn't it, David?
It certainly is absolutely overwhelming, and as you heard on the interview there, Brian, has been touched by people's support and encouragement and even their gifts, and that goes right across the Ballybean estate, even Tully Carnet, and even as far as West Belfast.
And Canada.
a gentleman drove all the way from Ballymena to see him. And as I say, that just reflects the people of Northern Ireland as a whole.
And indeed, there's a picture here on one of the Facebook sites here saying an envelope the postman handed to Brian, addressed to the wee man whose home was burned, Cleggan yeah. Gardens, Ballybean Estate, Dundonald, Belfast, and it got yeah. to him. Yeah.
The generosity of the people of Northern Ireland has always been well reflected in any charity shows or anything like that, you know. And as I say, it's just been, as you heard, Brian, I say, he was very emotional at times during the interview because people still kept coming to the door. I've been calling with him since the weekend, and every time I go, there's always people there.
I wonder, is the message getting through to the vandals, though? Because the other side of this is that his house has been repeatedly targeted by vandals, he says. And, you know, he is a target of this. So while we are certainly in agreement, there's a lot of nice folk out there. There's a lot of nasty ones as well. And I wonder, are the vandals who did this, have they changed their minds at all?
Well, first things first, I think this form of madness, I think, is probably down to one individual. I don't think it's a number of people. There are, as has already said, there's been a group of people who have been bullying him, and we are working with the police to try and identify those people, and they will be spoken to in due course, and the police are obviously pursuing that investigation at the moment. But I don't think this is any different from any large state anywhere in the UK where there are a small element who just want to spoil it for everyone else.
Well, is it a big problem in Ballybean? I mean, is this an ongoing problem on the estate?
I wouldn't say it's an ongoing problem. It flares up from time to time and then has to be dealt with. But certainly Brian's case shows us how serious it has been and has become. And the length of time that he has been suffering, and suffering in silence, I think, is an issue that we need to look at. And I think the community groups also are very concerned that this has been going on for such a long time. And even when the public meeting the other night, he said to the police that he'd actually stopped reporting the abuse that he was getting because he just felt he was getting nowhere. So all those things are going to be looked at in due course.
Well, perhaps the publicity that this campaign has raised and the way it's gone, as you say, as far as West Belfast, Ballymena, and as far as Canada, maybe that attitude will actually have an effect that people will be looking out for Brian now and making sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen again.
Well, the police did say that although Brian had stopped calling them, that his neighbours had still continued to call them and say when things were happening, and they were able to respond to that. And certainly with the support now, there's no doubt that there's a wider awareness in the community. And we've already been made aware of someone else who could be suffering the same difficulty as Brian is suffering, so we're going to look at that as well.
It's also good to see that Facebook being used for the positive rather than organising some kind of a beach rave or whatever it is that's happening that gets bad publicity.
Yeah, well, that's one of the... You know, there's always a positive somewhere with any instrument on the media, and certainly the Facebook page, this has been a very positive response to a very difficult situation for Brian. And his attitude to it, you know, the way he's been very strong throughout this and has kept a sense of humour and everything else. And he's living in a one-room bedroom at the moment. So it's one room in the house. He's just living in the bedroom, so he is. And there's no water, there's no electric, and he just won't move out. And that's just typical of his constitution, so it is. And he's still keeping a smile on his face as well.